This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining us today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. A little while back, the story was related to me. It is a true story of a lady who had lost her mother early in life, and soon after she lost her mother, she was regularly sleeping in the same bed with her father. But of course, the father found a romantic interest and eventually got remarried. And she was, of course, removed from the bedroom and told to go to her own. And as she relayed that story, she said that sleeping alone became very cold and was very difficult for her. But what I found interesting was how she was relaying this story to me, and it seemed that there was a degree of bitterness, a degree of almost hatred in her voice and in her eyes. She was in her 60s when she relayed that story to me. And perhaps it would be difficult for a young child who's used to certain sleeping arrangements to make changes, and certainly there's an adjustment that's going to occur when a parent gets married or remarried or however that might be. But perhaps the most difficult part of that story is to listen to a lady who held a grudge, it seemed, for over 50 years. If I were to ask you a question, what is the biggest problem in the home? How would you answer that? There are, of course, several different answers, and different ones are going to answer different ways. Some will, of course, focus on their own marriage and their own home and say, well, my home was missing such and such. Some might say it's lack of communication, that couples don't communicate with one another, and even parents don't communicate with their children like they should. Others might say there's a lack of leadership. In our increasingly liberal society, we have an acceptance of a passive role on the part of men, which God, of course, calls men to be leaders in the home. Some might say the increasing rate of divorce over the last 100 years, and even the decrease in the rate of divorce over the last 10 years because of cohabitation, has produced homes that are simply homes that have problems. Others might say there's just a general instability in the home. And while all of these might be very good answers to what is the biggest problem in the home, I suggest that the biggest problem in the home is also the biggest problem in church, and perhaps even the biggest problem in life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, we have recorded as Paul talks to the church in Corinth, and he says that there are these problems going on. And in verse 7, among other things, he says, you ought rather to forgive. And then in verse 8, he says, reaffirm your love. How easy it is to hold a grudge, and how difficult it is to forgive. But perhaps if one general problem could be relayed as to being the biggest problem in the home, and even in the church, and even in life, it would be forgiveness. We just simply don't seem to have the desire to want to forgive. This is certainly true with couples, with parents toward their children, children toward their parents. And even one of the biggest problems is people tending to have difficulty forgiving themselves of past regrets and mistakes that have been made. Consider with me two biblical illustrations that show us how important forgiveness is. I can't help but think about Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives on the ark for well over 100 days, of course the 40 days and nights of rain, and then the time when the water would have to descend so that the ark could park and they could get off of that ark. No doubt that among those 8 people there was dissension and even disappointment, regret, and harsh words said. You don't live together without having forgiveness. At least you don't do so effectively. And then of course in Luke 15 we have the account of the prodigal son who goes away from home and spends his father's wealth with riotous living. But of course we see the beauty of that story is not in a son who's able to repent, not even in an older brother who knows how to hold a grudge. The wonder of that story is in a father who knows how to forgive, which is, of course, illustrative of our Heavenly Father who knows how to forgive. How do we make family work? Let's take the words of the Holy Spirit. You ought rather to forgive.